what's going to be happening over here. This is going to be a daily shear, probably, I'm thinking 5 days a week, maybe four. We'll see how it goes, and we'll see what your level of interest is and how things are proceeding. The goal is to learn Hilchos Shabbos, but also to learn an area of Hilchos Shabbos. No way we can cover Hilchos Shabbos in the time that we have, but to learn Hilchos Shabbos and to really focus on the mitzvahs aseh. But I'm also interested in getting a sense of the lumdus of Hilchos Shabbos, to understand how the halacha develops, to understand some of the core ideas. So we're not going to be limited to just, you're not going to walk out of here every single shiur with, okay, the do's and don'ts of Shabbos. You'll get that also along the way. But the goal is really to develop a sense of how the halachic process works, some of the lumdus of Hilchos Shabbos, and really to kind of start navigating our way through a halachic process. That's gonna be the overall vision. And again, as I say, we're gonna work on the mitzvah say, and we're gonna start nice and slow. Today is gonna be just a very, very beautiful idea from Rav Soloveitchik, and it's going to be built on the Rambam. Again, a special shout out to Isaac Shapiro, who did a lot of good work in really laying out the source sheets for us. If you have that, it's worth having in front of you. If you have a Rambam, that's worth having in front of you, and we'll take it from there. So I'm going to be learning. We're going to learn Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos of the Rambam. There, that's where he develops the mitzvahs aseh. That's where he develops the ideas that we're going to be working on today. And let's take a look. So, Perek Lamed Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes as follows: Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos, Shnai Min HaTorah U'Shnai Midivrei Sofrim, V'Hein Mifurashim Al-Yedei HaNeviim. So, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam writes, again, this is at the end of Perek Lamed, at the end, but the Rambam writes that there are two mitzvahs d'oraisa when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. Mitzvah d'oraisa number one is Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. That's going to teach us the mitzvah say. Mitzvah d'oraisa number two is Shomor. That's going to be all the lotas says. That's going to be the malachos. And then you have two mitzvos that the Rambam writes are enumerated, elaborated midivrei sofrim, that the Nevi'im came along and they expanded this idea, meaning the dinim d'rabbanan that were expanded by the Nevi'im. And those are the mitzvos of Shnisparshu al-Yedei HaNeviim, Kavod va'Oneg. So Kavod is one mitzvah, that's what we're going to discuss today, and the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. And we have Psukim in the Navi from the Yeshayahu HaNavi, V'karas l'Shabbos Oneg l'Kadosh Hashem Mechubot. So again, you have a total of four mitzvos when it comes to Shabbos. You have Zachar, that's going to be your mitzvah say d'oraisa. You have Shomor, that's going to be your lo tasei, don't do malacha. And then you have Kavod, and you have Oneg, and somehow there's going to be a relationship between Kavod and Oneg on the one hand, the Dinim D'Rabbanan, and Zachar V'Shamar on the other. And again, we'll see that a little bit further. Okay, now the Rambam is going to enumerate Ezehu Kavod. And he's going to start to go through detailed halachos. What exactly is Kavod Shabbos? I'm going to throw it out to anyone. Just feel free to jump in. Just unmute yourself for a second. And then remute. What do you think is the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos? Go ahead. Speak up. What? Separating Shabbos in the week. Okay, very good. I hear that. Eliable, what do you got? Creating an environment for Shabbos. Okay, very good. Anyone else? Okay, Will, I like that. Preparing yourself beforehand. Okay, so let's take a look at that, Will. Very good. So take a look. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Ezehu Kavod. What exactly is the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos? Zeh she'anu chacham she'mitzvah al adam lirchotz panav yadav v'ragla b'chamen. Step number one is to take a hot shower, to wash yourself on Erev Shabbos. And why? Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos. To take a shower, to take a bath. Number two, striking halacha. And if you're a Yemenite, you'll exactly understand where this is coming from. U'mis'atev batzitzis. And you should adorn yourself in tzitzis, or a talis for that matter. V'yoshev b'kovet rosh, and you should sit intently b'kovet rosh with a serious mindset. Miyachel ha'kbalas p'nei Shabbos, in order to anticipate and await the arrival of Shabbos. Kamo shehu yotze likras ha'melech. As you go out to greet a king, and the chacham harishonim ha'y mekapsin tamidein b'erev Shabbos u'misatfin v'omrim bo neitze v'likras Shabbos ha'melech. So the Chacham HaRishonim, says the Rambam, would gather their Tamidin together in front of them on Erev Shabbos, U'misatfin, interesting. What does misatfin mean? They would wrap themselves, they would put on talesim, v'omrim, and they would go ahead and say, bo v'neitze likras Shabbos HaMelech. Okay, so that the Rambam identifies three core ideas in this halacha beis. What is the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos? Idea number one is, rechitzas panav yadav ragla, to go ahead and bathe yourself, to go ahead and take some kind of shower. That's number one. Number two is adorn yourself in big day lavan. Adorn yourself in, and halacha number three is to anticipate, await the arrival of Shabbos. Guys, you're freezing on me. Are you here with me? Hello? What happened there?
Oh,
When did I black out? This is uncomfortable.
A minute ago.
That's horrible. Okay, I'm getting some bad messages from my Zoom. Let's let's keep it going. Okay, just to recap. And if that happens again, stay with me. I will be back. I promise. So the Rambam identifies three halachos that are critical to the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Number one is take a shower. Rechitzas panaviyad v'ragla b'chamin. Number two is to adorn yourself in a talis, tzitzis. And number three is yoshev b'kovid rosh, to sit intently, anticipating the arrival of Shabbos. And the Rambam describes that the Talmidei Chachamim used to go ahead and get together and do this together on Erev Shabbos. That's Halacha Beis. We're going to come back to Halacha Beis in a moment. Then the Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel, and the rest of the Perek, really, the Rambam says, Umi Kavod Shabbos. Also part of Kavod Shabbos, and the Rambam identifies, Shiyel Bas Ksus Nekiah, you should wear clean, nice clothing, and your Shabbos clothing should be fundamentally different than your Chol clothing. And the Rambam writes that Ezra made a takana, you should not do the laundry on Thursday. Ezra made a takana, you should do the laundry on Thursday. Laundry should be done on Thursday. Could someone speculate why should laundry be done on Thursday? Right, if you do it on Friday, laundry back in the day was a very, very time-consuming procedure. If you went ahead and did your laundry on Friday, there'd be no time for the other parts of Kavod Shabbos. So the Ezra made a takana, you should do it on Thursday, and thereby you'd be able to get your Fridays free to do your other Kavod Shabbos things. Thursday, you do your laundry. Fine. No, that would generally, no, that takana would not apply today because we are much more efficient about our laundry. Halacha dalet. Aser likvoa suda umishta be'erev Shabbos mipnei Kavod Shabbos. You can't sit down to a large meal on Erev Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. And then look at Halacha Hey, Mesader Adam Shulchano Be'erev Shabbos. A person should set his table on Erev Shabbos. Don't wait till Friday night to set your Shabbos table. It should be set on Friday during the daytime. Okay? And then the Rambam writes that the end of that Halacha, V'yener Daluk, you should have your lights lit, your candles lit, V'shulchan Aruch, your table set, Umita Mutsa'as, and your bed should be made, Shekol Elu Lichvod Shabbos. All of this is part of Kavod Shabbos, and what emerges, it seems to me, is if you take a look at all these halachas carefully, you'll see that if I were to ask you, what day of the week do we fulfill the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, what's the answer?
Friday.
The answer essentially is Friday. The answer is essentially Friday. What? Well, you'd say that maybe on your own, but not from the Rambam. The Rambam seems to indicate that, again, these are all mitzvahs of Erev Shabbos, and the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is really a din of Erev Shabbos. The idea being you want to make sure that all of the Shabbos needs are taken care of before Shabbos comes in. That's how you're mechabed the Shabbos, by taking care of all of Shabbos needs before Shabbos begins. That's the shita of the Rambam. That's your classic definition of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. But now we're going to zero in a little bit. Aaron? Yeah, listen, Aaron, another reason to make Aliyah, that's for sure, where we don't work on Friday. That's 100%. I'm on board with that. There definitely should be the idea, when I was a lawyer, it was not uncommon that I'd walk into the house 12 minutes before Shabbos starts, 16 minutes before Shabbos starts, jump into the shower and run to Mincha. That certainly would be a breach of Kavod Shabbos, to give yourself enough time to walk into Shabbos. A lot of Rav Torsky once said very, very sharply, the difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzaretz is not Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos, where you can kind of go into Shabbos in a normal way, in a calm way. That's really the ideal way. One should allocate time of his day on Friday to make sure that proper Shabbos preparations are taken care of. We'll discuss probably tomorrow whether you can just rely on your wife or some shliach, a household help to fulfill your mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. We'll see that tomorrow. But that definitely, it's a mitzvah on Friday. Okay, we're going to zero in now for a second. A really beautiful idea.
Quickly,
yeah, who's that?
Quick question.
Speak up.
Going back, what do Ashkenazim do in terms of what it's...
We'll get there. Laat. We'll get there. Coming up. Okay? Okay, so I want to zero in for a second. Just a nice diuk, a really sharp diuk. If you look at Perek Lamed, Halacha Beis, and Halacha Gimel, we're going to look at Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel. So if I were to ask you, look at the first two words of Halacha Beis. What do the first two words of Halacha Beis say? Ezehu Kavod. Ezehu Kavod. What is Kavod Shabbos? And then the Rambam identifies what he feels is Kavod Shabbos. Look at Halacha Gimel now. Halacha Gimel, he writes, Umi Kavod HaShabbos. So what diuk are you all going to make right now? I'm listening. Hello? Okay, we're back. What diuk? Any diuk? Libel, yeah, go ahead. Okay, very good. Okay, it seems from the Rambam quite clearly that there are two tranches to the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. There is what I will call the definitional tranche. There's the tranche of what is Kavod Shabbos. That's what you find in Halacha Beis. Ezehu Kavod, and these are the definitional requirements of Kavod Shabbos. And then the Rambam writes the rest of the way from Halacha Gimel till Halacha Zayin, Umi Kavod HaShabbos. Also, part of Kavod Shabbos, I'm going to throw in to make sure your bed is made, to make sure the table is set, to make sure you're wearing ksus nikia, a bunt, don't eat a big suda on Friday afternoon. Those are umi kavod. Those are second tier halachos of Kavod Shabbos, but the ikar Kavod Shabbos seems to be what is found in Halacha Beis. That seems to be clearly the case from the Rambam. And the question is, what's so special? What is so unique about what you find in Halacha Beis? The Rambam writes that there's something profoundly important about these three things. Again, what are the three things? One more time. Item number one is rechitzas panav yad v'raglav, to wash your extremities in hot water. Number two is misate batzitzis. Number three is yoshev bekoved rosh miyachel umiyachel ikras hamelech. So there's something unique about those three that is the definition of Kavod Shabbos. Any other comments you want to make about Halacha Beis? Anything else noteworthy in the Rambam in Halacha Beis? So it might, in other words, Josh, you're suggesting, so we really need to understand what's going on in Halacha Beis. What's the significance of the tzitzis? What's the significance of the shower? Is there any deeper significance that it's not in that tier two halacha, which might be more logical? Good. Yeah. Anything else you want to share? Any other thoughts, issues, difficulties? Yeah, that's an excellent point, Will. I'm on board with that. It sounds a little, if I may say, I'm saying it a little extreme, but it's a little Yom Kippur-like. It's like quite intense. Yoshev b'kovod rosh, sit with a kovod rosh means a heaviness to miyachel, anticipating l'hakpalas p'nei HaShabbos. It's quite intense. And yes, indeed, I think that's a very good ha'ara. We'll have to comment on that. Any other? One last one that I'm thinking of. Okay, but the Kamo might mitigate that point a little bit, but I hear. Ethan, you had something? I'm not sure how much we're going to... Well, let's see. I'm not sure. We'll come back to that. Thinking of one other comment, one other subtlety, but let's see if you can come up with it. Mindset.
Get ready.
Okay, fair enough.
This is a slight one, but washing Kavod Shabbos, and then it says, and this continues on for the rest of the sentence, but in Gimel, Kavod Shabbos, it ends up.
Okay. Let me throw out one other. Yeah, live quickly. Last one.
Really subtle, but it's a malka.
Okay, I don't think that's subtle at all. That's what I was looking for, actually. We always refer to Friday night.
That was Yosef Avram.
Okay, very good. Very good. We always refer to Friday night. We refer to Shabbos as a malka, as a queen. It's lechadodi likra Shabbos hamalka, malkisa. And here all of a sudden the Rambam emphasizes lehakbalas pnei Shabbos kumoshu yotzi likras hamelech. And the Rambam further says v'omrim, when the Talmidim would gather together, they would say bo v'netze likra Shabbos hamelech. And Shabbos is referred to not as a malka as we do in lechadodi, but rather as a melech. So I want to just share an idea. Before we share the idea, the Rambam didn't make this up. The Rambam plucked these three core characteristics from a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. The Gemara is found, it's actually coming up in the Daf Hayomi in a very, very short while, in less than a week. But the Gemara tells us on Daf Chof Hei Amid Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kach Haya Minhago Shol Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi. This was the Minhag of Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi. That what? Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, meviim lo areva melea chamen. They would bring him a large bucket full of hot water. The rochets panav yad v'raglav. He would wash his hands, his legs, his face. Umis atef. He would adorn himself. He would wrap himself. V'yoshei b'stinim hamitzuyatzim. And he would sit with white linens with that had tzitzis on them. Again, that's a talis. V'dome lemalach Hashem tzevakos. And he looked like, adorned in his white garments, he looked like a malach Hashem. And then the Talmidim would come around him. But that was how Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi would be Mekabel Shabbos. So, are you here? You blacking out again? Hello, hello? Okay. Thank you for your patience. Where are we? When did I black out? Okay, so the Gemara in so the Rambam got this. The Rambam didn't make this up. The Rambam got this idea, this tranche one, tier one Hilchos Shabbos idea of Kavod Shabbos. He got it from the Gemara. It didn't make it up, but still, Hadra Kush L'Duchta, where exactly does the Gemara get it from? What exactly is the idea? So Rav Soloveitchik used to give Shiurim on the Yahrzeit side of his father, and those Shiurim were published in a sefer called Shiurim LeZecher Abba Mori. And Rav Soloveitchik developed a phenomenal chiddush, which I think will help us understand these ideas. So he pointed out, I'll give you the yesod, and then we'll prove it to you. Rav Soloveitchik argued that what is the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, the core mitzvah, and what do these three things have in common? So you'll take a look in Hilchos Tefillah, and you'll find in Hilchos Tefillah that the very same things that you have to do before you daven to prepare for Tefillah, that's exactly what you have to do before Shabbos comes in. That's the core idea. And if you take a look at Hilchos Tefillah, for example, Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Gimel, what you will see there is the Rambam tells us that before davening, you have to take care of certain things. Among them is you have to make sure that for Shachris in the morning, you have to make sure you are washed properly. Before Aval B'Shachris Rochets Panav Yad Ve'Raglav Ve'Achar Kach Yispal. You can only daven if you first are Rochets Panav Yad Ve'Raglav. So parallel number one is Rechitzas Panav Yad Ve'Raglav. If you look in Hilchos Tzitzis of the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph of Hilchos Tzitzis. I'm opening it up now. Hopefully I can find it efficiently. So the Rambam writes, the last halacha, he says, we're not obligated, you're not obligated to wear a garment of Arba Kanfos. You could go ahead and not wear a garment of Arba Kanfos. However, Afal Pisha Eino de Mechuyev Liknos, he should certainly wear, he should go out of his way to mechayev himself in Tzitzis. And then the Rambam writes, Uvishas Hatfila, when you are davening, tzarech lihizaher biyoter. You have to be even more careful, more meticulous, more watchful about putting on tzitzis. And gnai gadol hu l'tamid chacham, it is a gnai, a denigration for a tamid chacham, to go ahead and daven ve'eno me'utaf, if he's not wrapped up in tzitzis. So parallel number two is the Rambam emphasizes the critical importance of being me'utaf, wearing tzitzis or a talis, when you are davening. Lastly, Perek Dalid, Halacha Tes, Zion in the Rambam. And here the Rambam writes that before you daven, you have to have kavana for tefillah. So how do you go ahead and make sure that you have kavana l'tefillah? Ketzad hi kavana, says the Rambam, Shifana libo mikola machshavos. You have to eliminate all machshavos, all foreign ideas from your mind before you daven. V'yira atzmo. And you have to see yourself ki'ilu hu omed lifnei hashchina. You have to see yourself as if you are literally now standing in front of the shchina. Tzarech leishev ma'at. You have to sit. Maybe that's our dig, those who pointed out the yeshiva. Leishev ma'at kodem hatfila, before you daven. Kedei lechaven eslibo ve'achar kach. And only afterwards you should be mispala. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that every one of these core requirements of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, you find also when it comes to Hilchos Tefillah. And that means that's something very, very fundamental. What the Rambam is telling us is a very beautiful idea. If I were to ask you, feel free to answer, speak up. If I were to ask you, what is Tefillah and what's its relationship to Shabbos? When I think of Tefillah, what Tefillah is, it's a three-time-a-day personal engagement with Shechina. That's what Tefillah is all about. We're engaging Shechina, and to engage in Shechina all day long, yes, Dalifnei Miata Omid, all day long, Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samid, but Tefillah is something different. And tefillah requires even more hachana, more preparation, because we are now kiviyachol panim alpanim. You're literally keneged hashchina. That requires hachana. So that's true. So then what is Shabbos? Don't all answer at once. Yes, Leibel, what is Shabbos? That's correct. Shabbos is a 25-hour engagement with Shechina. And if that's what Shabbos is, it requires the same exact hachanos before Shabbos as you find by tefillah. And that's a very, very deep and profound idea. Why does the Rambam emphasize Likras HaMelech and not Likras HaMalka? Yeah, sure, Shabbos might be the Malka. Shabbos might be Shabbos Malkus on Friday night. But fundamentally, what Shabbos is all about is an engagement with Shechina. And as just like by tefillah, you don't walk in willy-nilly to tefillah. You have to do hachana for tefillah. You have to prepare yourself properly. And that is exactly what the Mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim of Kavod Shabbos is. And yes, indeed, the Rambam has two tranches. Tranche number one, that halacha beis, ezehu kavod, that's the tranche that demands of us to really link in. It's not a technical tranche. It's fundamental to go ahead and link in properly that this is a 24-hour engagement at Shechina. And now there's a technical issue. Yes, indeed, you shouldn't be setting your table on Friday night. You shouldn't be getting dressed on Friday night. You shouldn't be full Friday night. You should have a geschmack out of Shabbos. You should enjoy your Shabbos, and therefore, by deferring your Shabbos preparations to Friday night, that really is a denigration for Shabbos, but that's really tier two. Tier one is that affirmative engagement in Shechina. Avi, you have a question. Who's Avi? Yes, Avi Antelis. Uh-oh. Yeah, Avi Antelis. Phasing out again. Hello, hello. Okay, Avi, I'm ready for you now. Sorry.
Are you fine? Yeah, well, we said before, right? So Likras Shabbos, Hamelach buys it, and then the Hamelach has Shabbos.
Likras Shabbos? Yeah, I don't know. I think it's again, Shabbos is the day of engagement. So again, if there is a preparation for Shabbos, but there's also that engagement Shechina. I don't know if we have to be too nitpicky on that point. Who else, Josh?
That mean a person would need to be in a state of Kovei Rosh all throughout Shabbos and not just during tefillah?
The answer is in a certain sense. Again, I think we expect it to be normal. Again, to be Kovei Rosh 24, 25 hours is a bit much. But yes, you should, you know, where Chazal tell us in a lot of different places, Shalotei hiluchach b'Shabbos ki luchach b'chol. The way we walk on Shabbos, the way we speak on Shabbos is fundamentally different than we do on Chol. That's because Shabbos is that me'ein olam haba, where we are, again, 24 hours, literally, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that does perhaps demand. I'm not saying we can't enjoy ourselves. We should be enjoying ourselves. That's part of the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, but it's an elevated plane where we are in the presence of Shechina. Isaac, I'm saying because Shabbos might be Malka, but it's not about Shabbos. It's about Hashem. And Hashem is always referred to as Melech. So again, tefillah is tefillah, whether it's Shabbos or Chol. So we have to, you know, we have to be Muchan for tefillah as well. It's like, I'll call it a double Shechina, you know, but, and there is a notion, the Gemara Menachos speaks about, there's a double Kedusha to tefillah. Tefillah Shabbos is a different type of tefillah than tefillah Chol, because it's also Shabbos. So that's true as well. Will, and then let's move on. Again, Shechina is I'm not one to delve much into Hasidus. Shechina is a feminine concept, but we also refer to Hashem always as Melech. And again, that seems to be the emphasis here in the Rambam. Aaron, I will say, and maybe I'll save it for another shir, but in my humble opinion, and it's not so humble right now, there is no such thing as not Shabbistic. If it's not Shabbistic, it's usher. Okay, we have a wrong, you know, when you're a six-year-old kid, an eight-year-old kid, you could say something like it's not Shabbistic, and we can get away with that. When a person is 13, 14, 15, and he's engaging activity that's not Shabbistic, that's not true. It's a misnomer. If it's not, Shabbos is supposed to be, there's a mitzvah aseh, I'll just mention it right now. There's a mitzvah aseh according to the Ramban, quoted in the Ramban al Torah in Parshas Emor. It's also the Rambam in Hilchos Muksa that emphasize a din doraisa, that Shabbos must be fundamentally different than the other days of the week. So if on Shabbos we are engaging, we have an Erev and all, you know, but we're dressing in Divrei Chol, we're riding our bicycles, no malachan riding a bicycle, playing basketball with an Erev and all of that, it's not just that it's not Shabbistic, you're turning Shabbos into a day of Chol, which is a bitul mitzvah saseh, according to the Ramban. So, yes.
In your opinion, the less humble, the better. Is it?
Settlers is not us to play on Shabbos. Right, okay. So I think things that are more, you know, those kind of household activities where you're still dressing in your Shabbos clothing, etc. I think that's not a breach. But again, putting on the shorts and going to the backyard and playing basketball, that I think would be a breach of a mitzvah say that Shabbos is supposed to be Shabbos, and it's supposed to be fundamentally different. Again, we'll get to those topics as we go forward. Gilad, quickly, and then we got to move on. Say again? I didn't hear you. One more time. Ituf. No, it's not. Ituf is not preparation. That's exactly the point. Ituf is what you do when you're about to engage in Shechina. For example, the famous Shitas HaRambam is that the Rambam writes that when you daven, you have to have your head wrapped up in a, again, in the Rambam's time, they used to wear turbans. You have to be mi'utaf. That's because that's a din not in hachana, it's a din in tefillah, it's a din engaging Shechina, that you are properly adorned. That's the idea. Okay, I'm going to move on a little bit, and this is going to spill over. What we're going to start now is going to spill over into Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. There is a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, I believe it is. Or Kuf Yud Tes. And here the Rambam, the Gemara says very clearly that the din of Kavod does not just apply to Shabbos. The Gemara quotes a statement of Amar Le Reish Galusa LeRav Hamnuna. What does the Pasuk mean? The Lichvod L'Kdosh Hashem Mechubad. Pasuk says, L'Kdosh Hashem Mechubad. What exactly does that pasuk, what's it coming to teach me? And Amar Lei, Zeh Yom HaKippurim. That pasuk is referring to Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara is bothered because if you're talking about kavod on Yom HaKippurim, so we're not eating meals. So the idea of not eating a big meal on Erev Yom Kippur, nope, we're going to eat a big meal on Erev Yom Kippur. To go ahead and have to set my table, well, there's no real reason to set my table nicely on Erev Yom Kippur because there's no suda on Erev Yom Kippur. So what exactly is the kavod that I'm engaging in Erev Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, since it's a day of Ein Bo Lo Achila Velo Shtia, there is no Achila on Erev Yom Kippur, there's no Shtia on Erev Yom Kippur, so how do you satisfy the obligation of kavod? How do you fulfill the mitzvah of kavod yantif? So comes along the Gemara and says, Kabdeyu Biksus Nikia. So you shall wear nice clothing. On Yom Kippur, you wear nice clothing. And that's the pasuk of V'chibadito, is that there is a din also on Yom Kippur, even though there's no achila, no shtia, etc., there's still a din of kavod, and how do you fulfill the mitzvah of kavod with nice clothing? So Rav Soloveitchik was bothered by this gemara. Let me just, as a hakdama, is there a mitzvah of kavod on Yom Tov? Just like we have kavod Shabbos, is there a din of kavod on Yom Tov? The answer is absolutely. It's mefurish in the Rambam, in Hilchos Yantif. It should be on your Marmakomos. But the Rambam writes very, very clearly that just like there is a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, there is a mitzvah as well of Kavod Yantif. It's the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha, Ted Zayin, where the Rambam writes, Kishem Shemitzvah L'Chabed Shabbos Ula Anga. Just like there's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, Kach kol yomim tovim. So too, there's a mitzvah of kavod and oneg on yantiv. Shneimar l'kdosh Hashem mechubad v'chol yom tovim nemer behen mikra kodesh. Every yantiv, whether there's a mitzvah achila like Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, or like Yom Kippur, there is still going to be a mitzvah of kavod. And says the Gemara, how do you fulfill that mitzvah of kavod? You fulfill the mitzvah of kavod by ksusniki. So what was Rav Soloveitchik bothered by? Rav Soloveitchik was bothered by the following. Why does the Gemara emphasize ksusnikia as the method, as the way you go ahead and fulfill kavod on Erev Yom Kippur? It seems like you're forgetting about tranche one. Tranche one is the ikar mitzvah of kavod. When it comes to the ikar mitzvah of kavod, let's go through them once again. Number one is wash yourself. Is that relevant on Erev Yom Kippur? Sure, why not? Of course it is. Number two, put on tzitzis, mis'atef batzitzis. Is that relevant on Erev Yom Kippur? Sure, why not? Why can't you? In fact, we all do that. We wear a talis at Kol Nidre. And halacha number three, yoshev b'kovet rosh? Yeah, absolutely. That is fully relevant on Erev Yom Kippur. So argued Rav Soloveitchik, according to the Rambam, who has these two tranches, the primary tranche, the Ezahu Kavod tranche, and the secondary tranche of Umi Kavod, kind of the afterthought, the things you just have to take care of. Why does the Gemara emphasize Ksus Nikia and not emphasize tranche number one, which is equally relevant to Yom HaKippur? That was the next question that was bothering Rav Soloveitchik. There, I see two hands up. Who's got their hands up? Anybody? Yeah, Benji.
I was going to say, when it comes to Yom Kippur, like on the day itself, isn't there like a bunch of opinions that say that on Erev Yom Kippur itself, there's some, like whatever you put in your mouth is mitzvah, and that's how you're so kavod yom kippur. Same thing when you're setting the table for the sudat mitzvah right before Yom Kippur.
Yeah, for sure. So there's definitely a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and that might, according to some, be like your Sudas Yom Kippur, your Sudas Yantiv. But nevertheless, again, the Gemara focusing, the Gemara should have, again, if this Shtickel Torah in the Rambam is correct, the Gemara really should have emphasized the core mitzvah covered, which is, again, Halacha Beis, and not jump to Ksus Nekia. That seems to be very secondary, and that question still is very much in place. Gilad? No hand. Okay. So I'm going to just start to develop the idea, and then I'm going to then we'll take a break. We'll pick it up tomorrow. But Rav Soloveitchik, in order to build a concept, is basically going to go ahead and argue that there is a fundamental difference. Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur has a full Isser Malacha, and it's called by the Torah Shabbat Shabbaton, there's a fundamental difference between Yontif and the mitzvah of Kavod Yontif, and Yom Kippur is part of the Yontif arena, and Shabbos. And that's going to be a fundamental yesod, which again, we'll start to develop now. So first of all, let's just identify one of the fundamental differences between Shabbos and Yontif. We know that Yontif has a looser halacha. You're allowed to cook for Ochal Nefesh on Yontif, that's for sure. But let's start with the following. Is there a mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif? Is there a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos? So when it comes to Yantiv, we know crystal clear there's a mitzvah of Simcha. It's a open pasuk a few times in the Chumash. It tells us, V'samachta bechagecha. There is certainly a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. And the best indicator that you know there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos is, I'm sorry, a mitzvah of Simcha on Yantiv, V'samachta bechagecha. The best indicator, the best raya of that is the Gemara Maseches Moed Katan, which identifies what happens when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is in the middle of Shiva, or he's in the middle of Shloshim, what happens to his Avelus when Yontif comes in? So it cancels. The Shiva gets canceled, the Shloshim get canceled. There is no such thing as Yontif and Avelus together. Does not go. And the Gemara basically says that the national mitzvah of Simcha that everyone is celebrating on Yontif is going to be Doche, the private Avelus. Simcha and Avelus do not go together. So which one's going to trump? So even if there's a big machlokas between the Rambam and the Balei HaTosas, whether Simchas Yontif and whether Avelos are Dinim Doraisa, Dinim Drabanan, but either way, the Gemara says very clearly, Maseches Moed Katan, Asi Asei Derabim V'dochi Asei Deyachid. The mitzvah Asei of Simchas Yontif, which is a national mitzvah, everyone in Klal Yisrael has that mitzvah, is going to be Doche, your private Avelos, and your Avelos gets cut short. Is there... Yes. Not on, again, when it comes to Yud Beis Chodesh, that will run through the Yontif. But Shloshim and Shiva will be cut by Yontif. I'm talking Yontif, again, Yontif specifically. There is an interesting comment that is made in the Rishonim. There's a lot of parallels between Hilchos Chol HaMoed and Hilchos Shloshim, which is an interesting conversation, but not for now. What about Shabbos? Is there Avelus on Shabbos? And maybe, Yonatan, that's what you're referring to. Is there Avelus on Shabbos? Does Shabbos cut off Avelus? Absolutely not. Every single Shiva is going to have a Shabbos. And while there is no public Avelus on Shabbos, there is private Avelus. So, for example, an Avel is Aser B'Tashmish Amita, and that's going to be Aser as well during... on Shabbos, on Leil Shabbos, he's going to be Aser B'Tashmish Amita. The private Avelus, things that are private to take a shower on Friday afternoon, Lichvot Shabbos, will be Aser to an Avel, even if he's grimy on Shabbos, because Dinei Avelus do apply on Shabbos B'Tzina. There is Avelus on Shabbos B'Tzina. So comes along Tosas, Maseches Moed Katan Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Ayin Shom, with Dibra Masal Man, where Tosas makes clear, what's the difference? Why is it that on Shabbos... you do have Avelus. And on Yontif, you don't have Avelus. So comes along Tosis, and Tosis explains the reason for that is because there is no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. If there was a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, then for sure you can't have Avelus and Simcha. Avelus and Simcha do not go together. But Shabbos doesn't have a mitzvah of Simcha, and therefore you can have Avelus even though it's Shabbos. Shabbos has a mitzvah of Oneg, that's true, and that needs to be defined. But a formal mitzvah of Simcha doesn't exist on Shabbos, and Memela, there is a din of, okay. Now, where does the mitzvah of Simcha come from? Why do we have a mitzvah of Simcha when it comes to Yontif? I know it's a pasuk in Chumash, but I'm looking now a little deeper than that. I'm looking at Tamei HaMitzvos. Why is it that Yontif is endowed with Simcha in a way that Shabbos is not? And Rav Soloveitchik found a Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan, which he placed a lot of value into this Gemara. And the Gemara describes the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol, where did the Kohen Gadol live, if I may ask? Yishalayim is correct. Let's be more specific. Where was he pretty much 24-7? He was in the Beis HaMikdash 24-7. And the Torah tells us a Kohen Gadol, who basically dwells in the Beis HaMikdash, does not have aninus. There is no aninus. There is no avelus to a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara's Lashon is, in Maseches Moed Katan, you have it in your Marmakomos, is that a Kohen Gadol, Kol Hashana, is Keregel Damya. It's as if he's in a state of Regel all year long. That's a very profound line. All year long, he's in a state of Regel, Regalin, Yontif. What does that mean? What does that mean? So argued of Soloveitchik that the real idea of Yontif and the Simcha of Yontif derives from, listen to these words, it's a pasuk in the Chumash, Parshas Emor, and elsewhere, V'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Yontif, what is the mitzvah of Yontif? We don't fulfill this mitzvah these days, unfortunately, but the mitzvah that all of Klal Yisrael, in its ideal form, were preoccupied with on Yontif was which mitzvah? Aliyah L'Regel. Where all of Knesset Yisrael would march in advance of the Yontif to celebrate with Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. When you're in the Beis HaMikdash, when you're in the presence of Shechina in that very, very profound way, that very overt way, there is no such thing as Avelus. When you're Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, that is the epitome of being Besimcha. That's what it's all about. V'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. And therefore, there's no such thing as Avelus on Yontif. Even today, when we don't go to the Beis HaMikdash, but conceptually, abstract, we are lifnei Hashem Elokecha on Yontif. That is the Yontif idea. Shabbos is going to be a little bit different. And I'm going to pause here. I'm going to share the idea. We'll prove it to you tomorrow as we go weiter. But the core idea that Rav Soloveitchik develops, it's a very beautiful concept, and think about it, is when it comes to Yontif, we go to Hashem's house. We leave our homes, we're Ola Regel, and we go to the Beis Hashem. When you're a guest in Hashem's house, when you're a guest, he invites you, come to me. How does that make you feel? That is a profound sense of Simcha. That's very, very geschmack. There's no such thing as Avelus, just like a Kohen Gadol is perpetually the Beis Hashem. So we on Yontif are the Beis Hashem. We leave our homes and we go to Beis Hashem. That is a high level of Simcha. What happens on Shabbos is something very, very different. Very beautiful, but very different. What happens on Shabbos is we don't leave our homes to go to the Beis Hashem, but rather Hashem Kiviyachol comes to us. And when he comes to us, so that's why, for example, just think about this for a second, sleep on this for a second. Do we have a din of tefillah of Kabbalas Yontif between Mincha and Ma'ariv on Yontif? No such din. We have a tefillah of Kabbalas Shabbos. Why do we have Kabbalas Shabbos? Because Hashem Kiviyachol is coming to us. When it comes to Yontif, we go to him. That engenders a high level of Simcha. Shabbos, he comes to us, which triggers A, these halachas of Kabbalah Shabbos and preparing to be the hosts of the Shekhinah. It's also a little bit stressful, if I may add. To host HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a little bit stressful. It's not the same as being his guest. No coincidence. When do you have to wear your nicest clothing? On Shabbos or on Yontif? Your nicest clothing is on Yontif. When you're visiting him, you're going to his house, that's when you have to wear your nicest clothing. Yontif clothing is nicer than Shabbos clothing. So Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, we will try and develop this idea a little bit further, and then we'll get into some of the halacha lemaisa applications of Kavod Shabbos. If you have the sheet, again, do some chazara. I'm just kind of following the Mar Makomo sheet that you have. Take a look at it. We're finishing up Aleph. We'll go into Beis tomorrow. I'll post on the groups exactly what we're going to be doing. But Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, same time, 8 p.m. Israel time. We'll meet again, and hopefully my computer won't go out at all. And Yashakai Gadol. It was geschmack for me. I hope it was good for you guys, too.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you very much.
Okay. Keep up the good work. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, Rabbi.